Welcome back inside the huddle here on WILO. Don Stock. We're getting ready to talk with head coach of the Clinton Prairie Gophers, Chad Peckinpah. Coach, good morning.
Hey, Don. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Let's talk a little bit about last night's big win against North Newton. You're heading into the home stretch here, or the sectional tournament, with an 8-game winning streak, beating up on North Newton last night. It looks like Caden Davis had a game of his life last night.
Well, Caden had a great game. I mean, from start to finish, he was active, really efficient for us around the rim. They played some zone on us, so he did a great job of kind of finding some gaps and some holes in that zone, and we did a good job finding him. And, when we got it to him, he converted. And, without him last night, we probably don't win that game. So, great job by him all night long.
You know, I've been doing this for quite a while, and the best thing about my job is I get to watch young kids, young boys, grow up to be strong leaders and then understand their roles. And that's what I think a lot about Jake McGraw. He's only a sophomore, 18 points, but how many assists did he have last night throwing the ball into lane?
Question. Yeah, I mean, he found a lot of guys open all night. I mean, he did a great job of really dictating kind of where that ball went against that zone last night. Again, that found Davis for a number of easy buckets for us, in that zone. He kicked it out for some open shots for us from some of our shooters. So, 18 points is still a lot of points. You know, it's below his average, but, he definitely helped us by getting other guys opportunities to score and really facilitated what we were trying to do on the offensive end.
Man, you got to feel really, really good because the last 4, 5, 6 ball games, Jake has been really outstanding, either a leading scorer or getting the ball to the right guys.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. Again, we always talk about this, how we ask a lot of him to bring it up and kind of dictate what we do on offense and kind of be the middle point of that defense. So as a sophomore, we're putting a lot on his shoulders and accepted that challenge and that role and did another great job for us last night. He got frustrated with some things early on, but he kept pushing forward and really kind of game. And then we did have an influence and impact, at all aspects.
Well, Lane Hollicker got off to a rough start, but boy, I guess drilled a couple big threes at a crucial point of the ball game. Still with us, Coach?
Yep, sorry, I cut you out there. What was that, Don?
Okay, I said it looked like Lane Hollicker got off to a rough start last night, but then drained a couple threes coming down the home stretch for you.
Yeah, he shot it well in the second half.
Coach, you still with us? Must be going down into the valley, Dennis.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be back soon. Nope, doesn't look like it. I think we just got a click. So maybe he'll call back here in a minute. We're talking with Coach Chad Peckinpah, the Clinton Prairie Gophers. He's obviously on his way into school. I don't know, since the Gophers, they played at Delphi in the season, so they probably are not heading over there for practice today. Since they played there and beating Delphi in overtime in the season. So we'll wait and see if Coach Peckinpah gets back with us, and we'll continue our conversation about last night's ballgame. Coach, you with us?
Yeah, sorry about that.
That okay? I said you must have been heading downhill somewhere.
Yeah, heading to school.
All right, let's talk one more player about last night, Jacob Wilson, who brought his speed and defense back to your lineup.
Yeah, there's no question. He affected our defense there and kind of gave us a lift. In a tight ball game, we're tied after every quarter with North Newton. They did a great job of kind of possessing the ball and being patient on offense. So Jacob kind of came in and gave us a spark there on the defensive end, got some big steals for us, which led to some easy points. Kind of towards that end of that third, early fourth quarter, he really impacted the game and kind of gave us a lift to kind of take that lead and hold on to it.
All right, so the ping pong balls may or may not have been good for Clinton Prairie. You're heading to Delphi sectional. You drew Central Catholic right out of the top. The winner takes on Delphi, a team that you did beat in overtime. Your the Prairie record against Lafayette Catholic isn't very good, but I don't think there's anybody in the county who is. What's your focus towards Lafayette Catholic?
Yeah, I mean, if you kind of really look at the sectional from a whole, right? I mean, I don't think anybody in that sectional has a losing record at this point. I don't know how many times or how many sectionals across the state you can really say that. So, you know, any night, any draw is going to be a tough game in this sectional. You know, for someone to win it, you're really going to have to earn it. That starts with us playing that first game against Central Catholic. Obviously, they're going to be a tough team, just like anybody else in that sectional. They're going to play hard. They're going to be aggressive, and you know, we got to make sure we're ready to play.
Well, you know, I was telling Dennis before we went on the air, I said, you know, I would do the Hoosier thing. I would take my tape measure over. I'd measure out, make sure everybody understood you're playing on a neutral floor. Everybody's got a chance here. And Central Catholic is just another team on the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's why we kind of, you know, when I first came here was ramping up our schedule to have tough games throughout the year. So we're ready for tough games come sectional, you know, whether, you know, who that ends up being in our sectional, you know, this year, you know, years down the line, you want to try to make sure you're ready and prepared. And, you know, with the teams that we have played this year, with the tough games we've had, you know, you hope that kind of preparation and that schedule, you know, kind of pays off to get us ready for sectional play.
Have you had an opportunity to see anything about Central Catholic?
Yeah, well, you know, we started watching some film on them, you know, when the draw came out. I was trying to get an idea on some things and stayed up late watching some more last night, right? So, you know, our guys will be ready. I think they'll play hard and they'll be excited about sectional play. And it's always a fun time of year. And, you know, they know what's at stake and what's on the line. And, you know, I expect our best effort, you know, come sectional time.
Now, because you played at Delphi, you don't get to go over there and practice, right?
We did not play at Delphi, actually, this year. So we went over there on Wednesday and got to practice then.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I just don't understand the rule about because you play there, you don't get to practice. I mean, maybe I would understand it if you played there the last game of the year and you were heading back. I could get that. But, you know, I mean, what's a two-hour practice and why you can't go?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? So, you know, I guess they say you've seen the gym and you had the opportunity to play and shoot there, that's you know, that's good enough for to circumvent a practice. But, you know, since we didn't get to play there, we took the guys over, and it was a good opportunity for us to just get on the floor and kind of see it, you know, since we hadn't this year. So our guys enjoyed getting over there.
Very good. So I know it's only Saturday, and you've got probably a little practice going on today and a practice on Monday. What do you feel are the keys for your team for victory against Catholic?
Well, we got to be solid on defense, right? I think our, you know, when you kind of look at our win streak here down the stretch, our defense has been a lot better than it was, you know, when we started the year, kind of mid through that December time frame. So we still got to be defensively sound. You know, we have to rebound. They got some big kids inside that play hard and go after it. So we got to make sure we limit any type of second chance points or opportunities there. And we've got to be aggressive on the offensive end. We got to tag. We got to go to the rim. You know, I think we've been more efficient on offense as well. So we got to maintain some of those things that we've been really working on and focusing on here the last, you know, month of the season.
Well, this is the time of year that your bench plays a big role too. Legs get a little tired sometimes, but you've got a great bench in Levi Osler. I'm assuming Jacob Wilson or Jonas Nipp, and then Jackson Kerfoot.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it all year, we've had eight guys that have played, you know, double-digit minutes the whole year. So the guys have had some experience. I think all those guys at some point have probably started for us as well throughout the year as we were kind of going through and, you know, different adjustments and different things that we were doing throughout the year. So they've all had that experience. They've all been on the floor throughout the year. They've all played, you know, multiple minutes and in big games. So, again, I expect them, whether they're starting or coming off the bench, to be ready to go. And, you know, you feel confident as a coach, no matter who you put in there, that you're not going to have a drop-off and that things are still going to go as you want. So, you know, it's good to have when you can look down the bench and have some options.
Well, Coach, it's a ball game that we're looking forward to. Don Carl, John Jacoby will be over to make that call. Man, let's put one on them, even if it's a one-point win, and let's get to Friday night.
Sounds great. I appreciate it. Thanks, Don.
All right, Coach.